the footprint sweeping ghost. During the Song Dynasty, there was a Zen master named An. Once, while he was meditating, he saw two bhikshus talking outside the Buddha hall. Some heavenly beings came, bowed to the two bhikshus, and left shortly afterwards. After a while, a ghost came. When the two bhikshus finished talking and left, the ghost furiously swept away their footprints with a broom. Master An saw the entire incident clearly and was a bit perplexed. He had the divine eye but not the divine ear, so he had no idea what they had been talking about. He then sought out the two bhikshus and asked them about the matter. They recalled that, at first, they had been talking about the Buddha Dharma and cultivation. But, as the conversation went on, they began talking about worldly affairs and donations from devotees. Since this incident, Master An did not dare to discuss worldly matters and only spoke of the Buddha Dharma. Following his passing, his tongue did not decay, but stayed as soft as a red lotus petal. After hearing this story, what are your thoughts? The ancients urged us to talk less and recite the Buddha's name more. It was said, speak less and recite the Buddha's name more. As you extinguish your worldly thoughts, you revive your Dharma body. I often teach people to chant the name of the Buddha while working. It is said, chanting does not interfere with work. While you are working, do not forget to chant the Buddha's name. If you cultivate both blessings and wisdom in this manner, you will attain a myriad of virtues. If you have the energy to gossip, why don't you recite the Buddha's name instead? If you engage in pointless chatter while you work, you are wasting your time. On top of that, if you gossip, beware of the ghosts that will come to sweep away your footprints. The sutras on precepts say that if you break the precepts, no matter where you are in the grounds of the three treasures, ghosts will follow you and sweep away your footprints for fear that your impurity will defile the temple. So, maintain your purity by upholding the precepts.